Praise God. Thumbs up. You ready, Chris? Hallelujah. Ready? Yes. Good evening. If you have your Bibles with you tonight, open your Bibles with me to John chapter 15. John chapter 15. As we're continuing our study on promises of provision, we know that God supplies for each and every one of our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus our Lord. We began with speaking of the authority, then we went to the anointing, the adversity we face, activating our faith, answering the call in our lives, recognize that we're anchored in Christ. We're armored by the shield of faith. We have access to the throne of God through Jesus. We have assurance, blessed assurance, Jesus is ours. We have the ability to do exceeding abundantly above what we ask or even think. There's the abundance that comes our way. Last week we looked at abounding, and tonight I want to look at the most important part of the study so far, abiding. Because everything else comes out of this. Because if you're not abiding in him and him abiding in you, you don't have any authority. You don't have any anointing. Yeah, when you're facing the adversity by yourself, you know. So all these things are hemmed or based around abiding in him. So in John chapter 15, I'll begin to read in verse number 1. The word of God says, Jesus said this. He said, I am the true vine and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth much fruit. Let me say this to you. Jackie, could you turn the volume down? It's really echoing here. Jackie, could you turn the volume down? It's really echoing. Praise God. Thank you. You know, Jesus spoke in Matthew 13 about soils. He spoke about this, the word and the seed going to the wayside. And some of it went on stony ground, and some of it went on in the thorns. And the good ground was the only ground that produced fruit. And Jesus said, if you're not bearing fruit, you're a dead tree. Hello? So it isn't a matter of knowing Jesus. What are you doing for the kingdom of God? What are you doing to let his love shine to others around us? And he says, every branch of me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it. He trims it up so it bears more. That it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I've spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except you abide in me. I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. But I want to focus your attention on verse number 4 for the lesson tonight. Jesus said, abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except you abide in me. Let's pray. Father, we're so grateful for your word. We're grateful that you sent it here tonight to accomplish something in the hearts of each and every one that's gathered here in the sanctuary, those that are gathering on Facebook, and those that will hear later on the website, Father God. I pray that you speak to me tonight. May the words that proceed out of this mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer. And when all is said and done, all glory and honor and praise will be unto you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So to abide, first, it calls for the decision. The decision first to become. To become. In John chapter 1, verse number 12, the Word of God says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name or on the name of Jesus. Amen. So we make a decision to become. We make a decision to become, it calls for us to believe. Amen. We can't become a child of God without believing. Amen. And in Romans chapter 10, verse number 9, the Apostle Paul says this. He says in verse 9, he says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So first is a decision to become a child of God.
Yes.
To become a child of God, we need to believe that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but by him. But he doesn't stop there. It's also a call for us to behave. Hallelujah. To behave. And 1 John chapter 3, verse number 6. John the Beloved writes, whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth have not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. In other words, I'm not continuing. Shall I continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. Amen. We're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I can do everything through Christ Jesus that gives me help. He's given us a helper. He's given us the Holy Spirit. So we make a decision to become. We become a child of God when we believe. When we believe, then we begin to behave. Amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but I really loved it when my children behaved. Any parents in here are more pleased when your children behave? You still love them when they misbehave, but you surely would rather them behave, right? It sure makes life a little easier if they go along with you, right? So first he says to us the decision. Then we're going to look at the dependence, and we're depending on him. He's the builder, the builder. God's the builder. For this, I'm using Psalms 127. He's building us together. Amen. He's connecting us. He's making a Holy Ghost connection. He's uniting us together with our gifts that he's endowed us with to minister to one another, to love one another, to be in unity with one another. And he just reminds us, a psalm just reminds us in Psalms 127:1, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. Amen. So the Lord is the builder, okay? He's building the house, and he's building the house according to this word of God. Now, he's the builder, but we are the building, amen? We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. And if I look at a temple, I would see it as a building, right? So I'm making relating it to a building in the scripture. And in Ephesians chapter 2, Ephesians 2, verse number 19. The Apostle Paul says this. He says, now therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, and whom you also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. Now, if you look at a good solid wall, it's a good solid wall. If you're going to build a foundation, the wall has a cornerstone that keeps the wall straight. That's what the cornerstone is. Jesus is our cornerstone, that when we become children of God and we believe him at his word, we behave because he gave us the Spirit. We recognize that God's our builder and we're the building, amen, and we're building blocks that are connected to one another. Amen. In other words, he's the cornerstone that connects us, but we're the blocks joined one and together. And if you look at a building, if the foundation is set, and it's the apostles and the prophets is the foundation, and the cornerstone is set, it's a solid, the walls are solid when they're connected to one another. Now, if the wall or the blocks aren't connected to one another, there becomes a weakness. And you can't build too high on it. You can't go too far until you correct the weakness. And that's what the devil's always want to do. He's always wanting to divide our blocks so that we won't be in unity. Amen. So that we can't grow and expand the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Amen. So he says with that, the benefit. How many know that as we're serving the Lord, we have all kinds of benefits? In Proverbs chapter 24. The wisdom of God. Proverbs 24, verse 3. He says, through wisdom is a house builded, and by understanding it is established. Remember what he said? Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom with all you're getting. Get understanding. Remember Jesus said, when to bear fruit, you hear the word and you understand. The devil can't steal from us what we understand. He can only steal from us what we're confused about, because he's the author of confusion. And the Bible says where there's confusion, there's every evil work. So he's constantly trying to bring confusion. And he said, and by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious, pleasant riches, the gifts of the Spirit in the body of Christ. A wise man is strong, a man of knowledge increaseth strength. Amen. So we find with this, we have this decision, all right? Then we're going to look at the determination. We have to be determined to observe God's word. And, you know, when Jesus said in Matthew 28, he said, go and teach all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son, the Holy Ghost. Teach them to observe all these things I've commanded thee. And lo, I am with thee even to the end of the world. And it's important that we observe God's word. Observe what he tells us to do. To be quiet and listen. That God's going to guide us and he's going to direct us. And there's so many wonderful things that are happening. We're getting ready to step into some wonderful things to reach our community. And God's going to do some marvelous and wonderful things. And the devil doesn't like it. Amen. But we know, we read the end of the book and he loses. Amen. Amen. So when I see that, I have to see him as a loser, not as a winner. And I've got to see him myself as a winner. Because I can do all things through Christ that gives me strength. I'm more than a conqueror through him that gives me strength. So he says to us to obtain, and I love what Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse number 27. Jesus said this. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. The Lord showed me something about the hand of God and how we are in his hand. He said he'll never allow anyone to pluck you out of his hand, but he gave everyone a free will. And with the free will, you're able to step out of his hand if you want to. Amen. He is going to hold on to you and make you stay. Amen. He'd rather you love him because you want to love him, not because you have to love him. Amen. And that's why he gave us a free will. And he says here, my Father which gave them me is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Amen. So he's telling us that, man, we're in the hand of God. And you know, our ministry is what? The extended hands of God. Man is a sinner and heaven is free. God is love. Christ died for you and me. If by faith you receive, you will live eternally. Amen. That's the hand that we're offering to the community, the right hand of God's fellowship, our right hand. Amen. And we're going to bring many into the kingdom of God. And if you're looking, the Lord was speaking to my heart this morning. And when I was in prayer and study this morning, he was showing me, he gave me a picture of the church worldwide. And he showed me the church, and the majority of the church is in slumber right now. They're in a sleeping mode. They're not even seeing what's taking place around the world around them. The adversary has blinded them to what's actually taking place in our world. And God said he's getting ready to stir to wake them up and sound the alarm because we're in the last days. Amen. But it's something about the last days. There's an end time harvest of souls. That the prophet of Joel, he's going to pour his spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters are going to prophesy. Your young men are going to have visions, and your old men are going to see dreams. I thank God that I'm a visionary. That means I'm young, right? Is that okay? Amen?
Absolutely.
Amen. So he says to us also for us to operate, and I use my favorite scripture, one of my favorites. You know, how many know that I have a lot of favorite scriptures? How many know that I use them all for all different occasions, all over the place? Amen? Amen? Because it is written, you know, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Amen. So the adversary, when he comes in, I can just say, it's written. Yeah. Satan, it's written. Yep. Satan is a, so I don't have to be afraid of him and his imps and those spirits. So just like the Apostle Paul, he says to you and I, the Apostle said in Romans 8, 38, he said, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any creature is able to separate me or us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. So what he is saying to us tonight, he told us, to be abiding in him. It calls for us to make a decision to become. We can't become unless we believe. When we believe, we begin to behave. Amen. The dependence we have, that he's the builder, we're the building, and it's all of us are for each other's benefit. Guess what? You need me, but I need you.
Amen.
Hello? And I thank you that God gave me just who I needed. Amen. Yeah. You know, we used to sing this song, and he's all I need. But that's not true. Jesus isn't all I need. He may be dependent on others too. I not only need Jesus, but I need you also.
Amen.
I don't need you to get to heaven, but I need you to be able to live this life on this earth in the fullness. Because you have something I don't have, and I need what you have. And guess what? I have something you don't have. And you need what I have. You know what that makes us? Needy people, not greedy people.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We have a heart of giving. So there's the benefit. We find the determination to observe his word so that we may obtain and to operate. And he said in John 15, verse 7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you, man. I thank God for that connection. Amen. I'm so grateful that wherever we go, we're connected to him. Amen. We got a Holy Ghost connection. But just remember, as we're going to take back what the enemy has stolen with our families and our loved ones and our community and our city and our state and our nation and our world, as we're going to the enemy's camp to take things back, the enemy doesn't like what we're doing. And we're going to face some adversity for the kingdom of God. But he just reminds us the most important thing, that we made the decision to become his children. We have to believe him at his word and behave like he called us to do. In other words, he didn't tell us just to sit back and wait. He said, all power has been given me in heaven and earth. Now go you therefore. Amen? And do what? Preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. In my name you shall cast out devils. You shall speak with new tongues. You shall take up serpents. If you drink any deadly thing, it will not harm you. You shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. There's no better time to minister healing than when you lead somebody to Jesus. Amen. Because all the angels and God is all incorporated in it, and signs and wonders follow them that believe. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. We're so grateful, Father God, as you said, if we abide in you and you abide in us, that we bear fruit and that our fruit may remain, that whatsoever we ask the Father in your name, you give it to us. So, Father, I thank you, Father God. I thank you for every man, woman, and child that's listening to these words tonight, Father God. I pray for that one or that's watching that does not know you, Father God. They know of you, but they do not know you. Father, I pray, Father God, that they open their hearts up and let you come into their lives as their Lord and Savior. That they acknowledge that you died on the cross, that you arose from the grave, that you paid the penalties for their sins, yet you purchased them a place in heaven. That they ask you to forgive their sins and ask you to come in and take residence in their body by the Spirit of God. So, Lord, I praise you and give you glory. We send your words out to those that are sick in body, Father God. Your word declares that you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. Father, may they receive a healing touch in their bodies, their minds, their souls, and their spirits. I will never cease to give you praise for all you've done in the past, what you're doing now, and everything you have in store for our future. But we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Praise God. That's